You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all of the stuff. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Monday, the 10th of October. How is that possible, the 10th of October? But speaking of which, let me move to my comments for today. I'm sure that most of you have seen or heard or even played that old game of, you know, passing a word around the circle. I've seen it both as a game and as a team-building exercise on communication. If you're not familiar, it's commonly played by a group of people who sit in a circle. The first person is handed a written statement. Their job is to then whisper it in the ear of the person to their left, and that person then whispers it to the person on their left, and so on and so on and so on, until the message makes its way all the way around to the person sitting just to the right of the original message holder. So the goal is to see how accurate the message can be relayed through the entire group. Well, the last person to receive the message writes it down and then compares that final version to the original written message, and it can be pretty funny. The bigger the group, the less likely that the message makes it all the way around without any changes. And it can be a variety of things that changed it. It can be a simple misunderstanding. It can be someone using their own version of words instead of the original, and it changes over time. It can be someone losing the meaning or trying to say it without the emotional intent of the original. Or somebody just forgets a word or two compounded by the person who got it wrong before them, and it all adds up, and pretty soon the message changes. I've seen a message get around the circle, you know, largely intact. And then I've seen them get around, and you're not even sure where the breakdown was, but the two versions are just miles apart. Well, this game is sometimes used to teach the value of good communication skills, good listening skills, even to build a team into a more cohesive whole. But it's also, if you choose to make it so, a game of trust. Have you ever played that game and someone in the group decides it'd be funny just to change the message on purpose? Or leave out a part they don't like based on their own perceptions? Or change the message because they didn't like the original and thought they could just say it better? Well, I have. And it does nothing for the building of trust to find out that someone who was handed a vital piece of the information to make the game work decided to take some form of ownership over it, and that information becomes theirs for their own purposes. In mass communication, trust is a huge factor. The purveyor of the information must be perceived as trustworthy by the ultimate recipient. If the trust is broken, then the ability to transfer information between them in the future is going to be that much harder. Sounds basic, right? Well, that's because it is. And I've just described to you social media. In a nutshell, the use of social media is nothing more than the online version of the game of passing information from one person to another. And while it may start out with one source and in one version, before you can blink an eye on social media, it's gone viral in a totally different form. Or it goes away altogether. It becomes suppressed by a social media platform staffer or some offended reader who files a report. Now listen, I get that on social media we don't need threats or lewd messages or criminal activity being promoted. I have no problem with that. I don't know anyone who does. I don't want to go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and see terrorists and child traffickers and extortionists swapping information. Not at all. But what about news? What about good old-fashioned news of the day? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Politics, sports, business, the markets, news. Well, a recent study from Pew Research indicates that upwards of one-third of all Americans get their news from Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans say they get their news from some form of social media platform, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, Snapchat, or even TikTok. Well, let's break that down. Let's just pick one. How about those that use Twitter? Well, the research study says 55% of Twitter users say they get their news regularly from Twitter. Well, Pew Research says that one-fourth of all Americans use Twitter. So if those figures are correct, that means that of the 338 million Americans out there, approximately 84,500,000 use Twitter, of which almost 46,500,000 get their news from Twitter. If that's the case, then that would mean that a number of people equivalent to roughly a third of all those who voted in the last 2020 presidential election cycle, may have leaned on that social media platform for their political news. So if somewhere in the cycle of information, Twitter decided to alter the message before it got around, then nearly a third of all voters might not have had accurate information in the news. Now, I realize the calculations I decided contained some assumptions. I'm assuming that all Twitter users were voters, and I'm sure that's not the case. I'm assuming that Pew Research got their facts straight in the survey of social media users, okay? And I'm assuming my math is right, which might even be a bigger assumption. But I think you see my point. See, where we get our news is not just a factor related to ease of access or cost or availability. It's also a factor of trust. If we cannot rely on the information being put out by the various platforms, then what are we to do? Singer-songwriter John Mayer, he had a lyric in one of his hit songs. The song was called Waiting on the World to Change. In that song, he said, when they own the information, oh, they can bend it all they want. And he's right. So if you are reliant on one source alone, well, then you run the risk of getting blindsided. Like in the practice of law, when we're researching cases to put into a brief, in the practice of law, we have to do what's called shepherdizing. It's all online now, but it used to be in books that were updated annually. Basically, if you're relying on a prior case to prove your point in court, you better shepherdize it to make sure the law hasn't changed or that the case you're relying on is still good law. It's a heck of a thing to have a judge look at you and say, well, Mr. Lawyer, apparently you've cited the case of so-and-so versus so-and-so, but the Supreme Court reversed that case a month ago. You got to know that stuff. You got to double check. Same is true with our news sources. If we just take what they say, or for that matter, what they don't say, without spot-checking or double-checking or even triple-checking, then we may be like one of those many folks who never heard about Hunter Biden's laptop because it was suppressed, or who never heard about developments in pandemic response in other states, or who didn't see that other states are passing school choice legislation while Alabama doesn't, or the Supreme Court did this, or the president did that, or that the governor's a high stepper, or whatever. Well, find your sources is all I'm saying. Find the ones you trust, the ones you can that literally is call the balls and strikes, you know? And then keep using Twitter if you want to, or Facebook, or any other social media platform, but just understand you may have to look twice to find the real message. Well, for where I sit right now, the social media platforms, they've been the ones in that big game, that circle of friends, they've been the ones that have been screwing up the messaging in the big game of communication. And too often, it's been intentional. And we have to be able to trust our news sources. So double check and triple check. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I'm going to dive into that some more as we get going. But I just find it fascinating to think that that many people find their news stories now, not by going to a news source like Fox or CNN or, for that matter, Newsmax or some of the other new ones, 1819 or AL.com. They go to Twitter. If the story pops up, great. If not, they never know. Or for that matter, Twitter suppresses it. Then they never know. That's why you got to check, double check, and know which ones you trust. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just sitting here enjoying my bump music. Just enjoying it, Boomer. I'm just,
yep. I get it.
Boomer gives me the thumbs up when I can jump into my intro, and sometimes I just sit there and listen just for a second longer. Every once in a while he looks around at me like he can tell exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Monday. I'm sitting here sporting a new haircut and feeling good about myself. What do you think of that, Boomer?
I like it. You did. I actually didn't notice.
You didn't know I had a haircut.
Well, you just said it, so now
guys
I like
don't
it.
Care about that. I'm just giving you a hard time.
I make sure I make it a point when my wife gets a haircut. I say yes. That looks awesome.
The worst thing that could happen is you go, "Oh, you got your haircut?" That's
don't do that.
No,
don't do that.
No, and just let it. And then the worst thing that could happen too is you do something different with your hair.
Oh,
and then she goes, I haven't even been to the hairstylist in like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever. Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the way the sun was hitting it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah.
It's falling on the opposite side of your head. I like it. You should keep that up.
Listen, man, I've been married a lot longer. I've messed up a lot more than you have at this point because I've had plenty of time to do it. So at some point, we just need to go through like the lessons about things I don't ever want you to do.
Yes.
And we'll just.
Yes.
Because y'all been married, what, 7, 8 years? How long
has it
been?
We're going on 8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I got 3 decades on you, mm-hmm. and which means that I have screwed up a lot more.
So I'm going to take all the advice I can get.
Listen, if I can save you some pain, I will. How about that?
Yes.
No, Charlene is the sweetest, most understanding person in the world. In fact, it's and I have always noticed when she had her hair done, it's just it's never been a problem, ever.
Ever.
Hey, listen, we got the text lines are open. The number here at the text line is 833-687-4448. That is also where you can call in. It's the same number, 833-68-RIGHT. So if you want to text in, jump on in there. It's like they say on Andy Griffith when the Darling family comes down and starts playing, just jump on in where you can, Sheriff, and hang on. All right, so just jump on in, y'all. We got 833-687-4448. 4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Saw some news. If you hadn't seen it, we did the whole update on Ukraine on Friday. Had Boomer's dad in studio, who is in regular communication with folks in Ukraine because of the ministry he has. And Boomer, you said he mentioned the fact that, I mean, there was major shelling, missile attacks, basically, all over Ukraine.
All over Ukraine last night, would be for us last night. And then what he said was he actually talked to a couple people this morning, and, they're telling him not to go on any type of, like, public transportation because they're targeting people in areas. And
yeah.
Yeah,
I saw General Jack Keane this morning. He said that it's apparent that what they're doing is they're losing the war against the military. So Putin has gone back to his war against the civilian morale. Mm. It was like, was it something like 19 different Ukrainian cities that all had major missile attacks overnight?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. In response, they say to. The destruction of a major piece of infrastructure. So, and I know you're familiar, Boomer, but where the Crimean Peninsula, picture like Texas sticking down in the Gulf of Mexico. It has that same kind of tapered look, like you're coming to a triangle point down into what is that, the Black Sea?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a land bridge. It's a 4 mile long bridge across an isthmus there that sort of joins mainland Russia into the Crimean Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now the major offensive. This is Colonel Phil talking here for a second. My perspective is what's happening is you've got the major offensive, the counteroffensive by Ukraine, up in the north of the combat zone, in the eastern edge of Ukraine in the Donbass region, and they are putting the wood to the Russians and making it very difficult for them to resupply their troops. So if the Russians want to be able to resupply with less difficulty, they come through Crimea. They come across the land bridge and then up north, and they can, they can find and resupply their troops and rearm and refit and put reserve forces in. They took out that bridge, man. It was both a train and an automobile bridge, and it was huge. I mean, it was like the Bayway across Mobile Bay, which is, yeah, I'd say it was a very similar. And anyway, they took out huge chunks. It's assumed the Ukrainians did it. But either way, that bridge just is out of commission for the foreseeable future. And so Russia retaliated with missile strikes. And I would say now Russia has got to find a way to resupply through a different source, through a different means or a different route. And that's, you know, but that's war. I mean, what is Ukraine? I mean, what does Russia think is going to happen? We're going to do what we want to do. You will just accept it. Nope, I don't think so. Nope. Ukraine's been putting the wood to them left and right, and it's amazing to watch. And I'm not at all in favor of U.S. troops ever having to get over there and fight a NATO war, but I am not at all in favor of Russia just being allowed a free pass, and they ain't getting it. Ukraine has been literally, just like I said, putting the wood to them on a regular basis. All right, folks, the text lines are open. Text us and tell us what you think, 833-687-4448. Going to come right back and jump into number one of the Triple Dipper, The Tax Man Cometh. Oh, man, are we ever going to see tax relief in Alabama? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.